Scott, it's time now for
a
program with Brother James Taylor.
Here's
Brother James.
Thank you, Brother John. It's good to come into your place of listening, wherever you may be this day, whether you be shut in at home or coming in by the way of internet, ever how you're getting it, may even be in jailhouse or just shut in at home or driving down the road, whatever, sitting at home maybe. Doing what the Lord said, this is a day of rest, taking a day at ease. We just come this way to preach you just a little portion of the Word of God and try to help and encourage our hearts. If we'll look around, I don't have to spend all day and half the night telling you what kind of shape we're in. We all know what kind of shape we're in, and it's only because we forgot God. Politicians and everybody else is trying to figure out answers, and God's already got the answer in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, I believe it is. He said, if my people which call for my name will long themselves pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin and heal their land. Now that there is a remedy to everything that we've got going on today, is just turning back to God, repent of our sin, turning from our sin, turning to righteousness, breaking from sin. I don't care what form it is, break from it, get rid of it, get out of it, get deliverance, and God will. He promised that He would heal the nation. But people are saving, like I said in Jeremiah chapter 6, we will not walk therein. People just don't intend to break from their sin, don't intend to do right, but only help the few that will listen. I was talking to Pastor this morning at Mount Moriah, before we go to church, just as we're leaving, I said, and he preached a little bit about this internet deal and where people get hooked up on it. And yes, I'm against it. I don't care who knows it. It's not the a computer. It's what people does with it. Amen. On this internet, I hear them tell on the news last night, giving statistics of teenage boys. 90% of teenage boys was hooked on pornography on that internet. Now, you can take it or leave it, like it or lump it. That's just what they said on the news. And said 80% of our young ladies was hooked on pornography on internet. Now, we wonder why we are in the shape that we are in today. And I hear him tell this morning about it, and I never once thought about it, but you know, America's forgot God. She turned her back on God. And I hear him tell on the news this morning to where, you know, the government shut down, and the government's sending workers home. And the government workers, where they're just furloughing them. And they said that this Al-Qaeda or Islamic or whatever you call the stuff is coming in and going to the people that's being furloughed and offering them money, and they're changing over to that. It's only furthering the judgment of God on this nation. Hear the man preach. I believe I got the house on CD where a man preached about America was the most blessed nation on the face of the earth. All this nation on earth that was out of all the nations that was allowed to have churches, go to them on Sunday, worship God, preach the Word of God, teach the Word of God, all this nation, every other place, they're under a bondage because they can't do that. But, you know, they even here in America, they're free to handle snakes if they want to. I ain't going to try to stop them. Yeah, God, they're at liberty. Let them do what they want to. On this nation that I know of where women are allowed to preach, let them preach if they want to. I ain't going to try to stop them. I just don't intend to be their listener. What I'm getting at, we're fastly losing our freedom for wallowing in sin. So let's wake up, people, and realize. Now, I know we're not going to turn according to this scripture. You read Romans chapter 11, where the Jew, Israelite, was cut off in part on account of unbelief, and us, the Gentile world, was drafted in, amen, because of their unbelief. And he told us not to get lifted up in pride, to get haughty-headed, high-minded, in other words, unless you also be cut off and the natural branch grafted back in. Now, you will have to agree with me that America has got exalted. She's proud of her sins. She's proud of everything that she's got that's again God. She's proud, boastful, amen, heady, high-minded. You don't have to go way down yonder to find that. You can find it in the church house. Because in the book of Revelation, the Bible speaks about that church, that we are rich, increased with goods, have need of nothing. Now, we're not living in a generation just that way today. We've got a good building. We've got central heat. We've got central air conditioning. Amen. We've got padded pews. We've got a preacher that'll tickle our ears. We've not got somebody to preach the word of God to tickle our ears. And God, we have need of nothing. But God said, I know ye not that you're rich and miserable, poor, blind, and naked. Amen. We don't know the shape how that we're really in. But I want to talk to you that's lost just for a little while. Amen. Judgment of God's coming on this nation. You can see it day by day. Judgment of God coming. I'll say within a year's time, how God permits this thing to stand, we're going to see some hard times. Amen. Of the judgment of God falling on this. Amen. Somebody said we got down to about like animals. No, animals has got more sense than what we've got. Amen. When Noah built the ark, so when they went on the ark, how the dogs went on our male and female. Not two males, not two females, but male and female. Dogs have got more sense, thank God, than this human being spiritually towards God and naturally towards our natural affections. But I want to preach to you that's lost and tell you there is hope. If the Lord Jesus still calls at you, there is hope. Amen. The Bible said in St. John, I believe I got on this maybe a couple of Sundays ago, but brother David and Matt Mick can come by and preach for last Sunday, and I appreciate that. But I want to get back on to what was that, maybe a week before last. And John chapter number 6 and verse number 44. Thank God. Now this will take care of your card signing. This take care of your reading people in. This will take care of you making a decision. This take care of all this garbage we got going on today. Thank God, it's all of God. Man has nothing to do with it. How on this part that man God give man was, how to go into all the world and preach the gospel. He said that repentance and remission of sin be preached in his name, which is Jesus. How God commissioned man to do that. That's all. How man can do. Man can't save you. Man can't tell you you're saved. It takes the work of God to do it. Let's read now here the Word of God. What the Bible said, John chapter number 6, verse number 44. This is Jesus himself speaking right off of his own holy mouth. No man, thank God, can come to me except the Father which has sent me, I draw him. Thank God, here's what he said. And I will raise him up at the last day.
today. So, sinner friend, ain't me come knocking on your door. I'm me getting you to repeat a few verses of Scripture, and amen. I grin with a few facts that's wrote down on the pages of this Bible. I will not get you forgiveness of sin. Jesus said, supposing you them people at the Tower of Siloam, I fell on, he said, supposing ye these are sinners above all that are in Jerusalem. He said, I tell you nay, but except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. It's been repentance from Genesis and got all through of the 66 books of the precious Word of God. It's been repentance and got all the way down through the book of Revelation. It's been repentance. And friend, if God don't call you, God don't convict you, God don't give you a spirit and a mind and the grace and the mercy to repent, you're wind up in hell unless God does it. Amen. Now God has to do the drawing. Bible said here no man can come to me. And when he said no man, he meant exactly what he said. No man can come to me except the Father which sent me draw him. He's got to be a drawing power of God to draw you down, to break you, get you to where you realize that you're a sinner, you're filthy, you're dirty, you deserve hell. It takes God's revelation of the Holy Ghost of God to reveal to you that you are in that kind of shape. How you said, friend, that's never happened to me. How you better pray that it does. Hey man, if you never I felt like you was a sigh, how low down this unclean thing that ever was on the face of this earth, and knows you deserved hell, if you've never been in that kind of shape, you've never been saved by the grace of God. Amen. The Father has to draw you. You notice in where he's talking to Nicodemus, he said, ye must be born again. Amen. I'm going to tell you something, friend. The first time you was born, you had nothing in this world whatsoever to do with your first birth. When I was born into this world, the 24th day of April, amen, 1943, I had nothing whatsoever in my being born into this world, and I was born the second time, amen, I had nothing to do with it, when I was born again, on the 28th day of September, 1975, it was all the work of God, amen. He come revealed to me. He drove me unto himself. I just fell on my face. I didn't know how to pray. I just saying, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. If you don't help me, I'm going to hell. And you know what? I didn't have a thing in the world to do with the first birth. And I didn't have nothing to do with the second birth. It was all the work of the holy hand of God. Amen, friend. You hear me and hear me well. I know there's somebody sitting there today that God's a dealing with. Get down on your face. Don't Are some of these 1-800 number? Call on Jesus. Thank God he's still able to save a sinner. Amen. I wish we'd wake up to the reality and go back and preach Jesus and him crucified. Preach him the way, the truth, and the life. I preach him. Amen. The one that gives a new birth. He said, unless you're born again, you're not entering how the kingdom of God. Let's go back to the book of Psalms now. Let's look at Psalm chapter number 40 and begin reading with verse number 1. Amen. It has to do. I go back to Jeremiah, chapter number 8. You'll find where God, I told Jeremiah, go down to the potter's house. Amen. And see what he was doing on the potter's wheel. He was taking that lump of clay and he was making what he wanted made out of it. Amen. I've got news for you. How the Baptist didn't make nothing out of me. Amen. And the Methodist, I didn't make nothing out of me. I bless your heart. Thank God the Church of God didn't make nothing out of me. And the Holiness didn't make anything out of me. It was the great hand of God. Amen. I'd have prayed that day in a Jehovah Witness. If it had let me pray, I was lost. I needed help. I was doomed. I was condemned. I was on my way to hell if God didn't help me. And bless his name, he did. But before the Bible said we were all dead in trespasses and sin. I'll ask you something. What can a dead man do? He can't do a thing in the world. He can't repeat a scripture and have life. He can't agree with anything you read out of this book and have life. Amen. That young man that they had, I carried him to the tomb. I to bury him, this boy, only child that the woman had. He was dead. They're carrying him out to bury him. And he stopped the funeral procession. Amen. And they wasn't nothing that that old boy could do. You know what they done? They buried him. They put the clothes on him. They put him in the box. He didn't have nothing to do with it. He was dead. But when Jesus come back, hallelujah, when Jesus come back, he stopped the funeral procession. Amen. And told the young man to arise. And the Bible said, he said, hallelujah, that's what I was. A dead man in my sins. I'm laying in the casket. I'm ready for hell. But the Lord come back. And the Lord spoke. And the Lord raised me up. And Jesus give me life. And then the Bible said how the Lord presented him back out to his mother. I'm glad the Lord took me and presented me out to the church of the living God. Amen. I wish now I had about 2 hours. I kind of got stirred in on this. Amen. It's a work of God, honey. Get your mind off of somebody coming by where you are. Amen. Knocking on your screen door. Amen. You with a can of beer in your hand, cigarette and nothing. Amen. With a remote control and nothing. And won't get back to your computer. And somebody just haul off and reading you a few verses of scripture. And tell you you got life. You're still just as dead can be. Thanks be unto God. The Bible says, said, if any man I be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things has become new. I'm talking about a work of God, a converting a sinner, a changing him. Very few people are here in the old time way. I've been born again. Amen. We don't talk about how good God is, and He is good. God's love. The Bible said He was. But I'm going to tell you something. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. He loved this world enough that He, the Lord God Himself, took on flesh, come down here and shed His blood. But they got the Psalm of David said, amen, in his sins, after he had sinned, and he was right here, and he said in the form, Psalm 40, I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. You know what I've done that morning when I was under Holy Ghost conviction? Amen. I waited patiently on the Lord, but He heard my cry. And God, I'm glad God's ear is not so heavy they cannot hear. How neither His arms so short, how that He cannot save. How that He said, your sins and your iniquities shall separate between you and God, and He'll not hear your prayer. Honey, I don't care where you are or what kind of shape you're in. If the Lord's dealing with you, get down on your face. Don't call me. I call Jesus. He's the one that's able to save. I just plead guilty. Ask for mercy. I'll do like David. Just wait on the Lord. And the Bible said, I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. Now you listen to what He done. Amen. This is just like a man making pottery. The potter has to go get the clay. Amen. The potter has to get the clay. He has to get down in that marred pit. He has to get down in there and get it all over him. How to get that clay out to make a beautiful vessel. How you know what the Lord's got to do? How the Lord's got to come down to where you are. How in that pit of sin that you're wallowing in, you're living in, how you're thinking you're satisfied in. Have the honey, pray to God. Have God don't let you die in that pit of sin. If you do in hell, you'll open your eyes. Amen. It said here, as He inclined unto me and heard my cry. Now look what He done. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the marred clay. Now that's God doing it. That clay can't get out of that pit by itself. Amen. You can stand on the bank and take the King James Bible and read it from Genesis to Revelation. And when you get through, that clay will still be laying right there in the bottom of that pit. But when that potter, how the Holy Ghost and grace of God, how comes down into that pit, how seeing where you are, He reaches down and lifts you up out of the marred pit. Hallelujah! How you can come out, and when you get out, you'll know how you got out. How you'll know He brought you out. Amen. Boy, the clocks are moving in a hurry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit and got out of the marred clay. Thank God, God, Potter got him out of clay and brought it out. how the Lord Jesus, the working by the work and the grace of the Holy Ghost, had come down into that pit of sin where I was, that horrible pit, had my clay, and God, he set my feet upon a rock. I'm glad that I'm converted, I can brag, and I can boast on what God done. He took me out of the miry clay, out of the horrible pit. I set my feet upon the solid rock. Hallelujah. If it opened my door, I'd have a running fit. I just to know where I was and how I got out. How you may be sitting in jail right now. Listen to me. I'll friend, sin what got you there. Amen. You may have to pay your debt to society and spend your time. But I'm going to say that you can be brought out of that pit, out of the miry clay. Amen. You can be made whole through the blood of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Our Lord help us. Friend, if you're sitting there, would you hear me? He set my feet upon a rock. Now listen, not only that, He established my goings. Amen. I'm glad I don't go out of the places I used to go. I don't sing the songs that I used to sing. I don't look at the movies I used to look at. I don't go out to this hellish places of the world. I bar rooms and honky tonks that I used to. Why? Because how the Lord lifted me up out of the miry clay. He set my feet up on a solid rock, and He established my goings. And the Bible said He put a new song. Hallelujah! I don't have to sing "I'm walking the floor with You" anymore. Thank God I can sing "There's power in the blood." Bless His name. That's what we need today. I got to get a hold of some folks and change their heart, and it'll change their tune. If the Lord really ever gets a hold of you, it'll make a difference out of you. Bible said He established my going. He hath put a new song in my mouth. Even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. You know what God said when He saved us? Amen. He didn't save us to keep going to football games. Amen. And all this kind of stuff. He says they saved us. How to be a shy, bright, and shining light. Amen. He told our old legion away. He said, you go back down to your home where you will come from. And you tell them what good thing God has done for you. If you're in jail today, the only reason why I ain't there with you is because of Jesus. I deserve to be there. But Jesus, I come by one day, hallelujah, and pull me out of that miry clay and change my goings and give me a new song, even a song of praise. Bless His holy name for what He done. Sinner, hear me. Our days hold. Our nation is going down the drain. Our nation is sitting under the judgment hand of God. Out from the White House all the way down to the hen house. But I'm telling you, there is a way to escape. And His name is Jesus. This time we'll turn it back to Brother John.